So my podcast is called Expressing Myself. And I feel that it's very important that as a person, you really need to express yourself in every platform, you know, everywhere. It must be something that comes easy. One of the few examples that I think about is when you go to somebody special or family member or a friend and you just say, I love you. They'll ask you, what do you want? You know, it's very funny because that's one of the few things that come up, that when you just tell somebody that you love them, if you are not in a relationship with them, you know, so I'm talking about family members or friends, and they say, I love you. They'll ask you that, what do you want? And I find it very strange that why would we ask such a question? Because it should be something that comes naturally. But for most people, we didn't grow up like that. So when you come and say, I love you, it is very strange because one will say, are you dying? Or they'll ask you, what is wrong? Or they'll just ask that question that I asked, that what do you want? And why must we actually be like that? You know, it should be a natural thing. It should come easy. So now times have changed. It is even difficult to give somebody a hug because of what we are going through, you know. But at the same time, we just need to keep check with one another. And you need to tell people how you're feeling. And I just realized that it is becoming more and more difficult to express yourself, to tell people that you are drowning, to tell people that things are not going well, to tell people that you are not okay. We need to have that. We need to do that quite often. We need to find those people that will have time. We need to make time for our loved ones, our friends, and be so open that it will be very easy for the next person to actually come to you and say, I just need a hug, you know, or I need some love. You know, I need somebody who's just going to embrace me or just talk about anything. You know, it is very important. We need to be more expressive and not drown. So one of the reasons why my podcast is called Expressing Myself, it is because for so many years, I was this happy person, you know, with a huge smile, a great laugh, and I'm very loud. But at the same time, I never expressed myself. So I would want to have to be alone and sleep because I didn't feel okay. And I would drive and have these crazy thoughts, you know, and want to do something that is terrible because I felt that when I express myself to the next person on how am I feeling, the person will just crash, you know, because I was going through a lot. But then I realized that that is not even helping me. Keeping stuff to myself is not even helping me. So it's very important that I need to express myself. If I'm not okay, I need to tell the next person that I am not okay. You know, so we should have those kind of people that will have a moment and an ear to listen. And even if it needs a box of tissues, you know, so that when you cry, you can just actually dry your eyes very quickly and then go on about your life. So I am here wanting to express myself, but at the same time, I'm asking myself this question that what is it that I want to express myself on? You know, there's so many things that are happening around me. There's so many things that are happening around us as people. So this is not something for me alone. I want this to be for everyone. We need to express ourselves. To my disappointment, when I started this whole thing, I wanted to do it with my daughter because at times I felt that she's very reserved, you know, but I feel that she needs to express herself more, you know, and she needs to talk more. But then for over a year and a half now, I've been begging her to actually come and join me and let us talk, you know, so that she can express herself. And I thought that by doing a podcast will be easier. She'll be able to talk. And the little girl just doesn't buy it. And I feel that I don't want her to actually grow up like me and not be able to express herself. I don't want her to go through what she went through. But then obviously me putting her on the public platform and wanting her to express herself It's actually not a good idea when you come to think of it. But then we just need to be aware and we need to be vigilant on how our kids or our nieces and nephews are, and to see if there's something that we can do to actually see what they are going through, if they're expressive or not. Because we don't want to find ourselves with kids that are going through stuff and going through emotions, and we are here and not being able to reach out. So I've learned my lesson that I grew up being reserved and not being able to talk to anyone about things that I was going through, and yet I was dying inside. It didn't do me any good at all, but all it did was to hold me back, and it got me to do funny stuff. You know, it is a good thing, and I'm glad that today I am here and I'm able to speak. In the next couple of podcasts, I'm going to talk about some of the things that I had to go through and the things that I did, which were not good at all. But then we need to prevent such things. If you are going through stuff and you don't feel okay, try to speak to somebody. Number one, you can try a mirror and you can talk to yourself, looking at yourself, and cry about it, laugh about it, you know. But then just verbalize what you're going through. That will help. Other people feel that it's easy to write things down. Right now, times have changed. You know, kids are more mobile than having a pen and paper. So I think it's not like us, where we used to have diaries or journals where we will write things down, which I felt that at times it was better because somebody might bump into it and they read it and find out that you're not okay, you are going through things. But now these kids of today, they are going through stuff and they want to mimic everything that is on the internet. And when they are not good at what is on the internet, they feel that their life is falling apart. So we need to be there for them. We need to find ways of allowing them to express themselves, to just share what they are going through. So going forward, I will have more topics that relate to expressing yourself and expressing myself. I hope you're going to enjoy my podcast. My name is Tabby and I love talking. What came to mind is that, what do I want to be remembered about? If I were to die tomorrow, what will people say about me? What difference would I have made in people's lives? You know, I just had to think about that, okay, fine. So I love talking. Am I doing enough of that? By me saying that I love talking, am I making a difference in someone else's life? I remember there was a time where I would actually visit a radio station where I was a guest and I will be assisting in terms of tackling a topic, a bit of preaching. And when I went to church, being the MC, I was doing well, you know, I enjoyed doing that. But out of the blue, I decided to stop doing that. And I felt that I needed to do other things. But I realized that I was moving away from the things that I loved. And by me moving from the things that I loved, I found myself stagnant. You know, I found myself that I was alone and I'm no longer even enjoying the things that I'm doing. And by doing that, am I still fulfilling my purpose? And I'm doing what I meant to do in this world. What is it that when I am no more, will be left as a legacy, will be left as something to remember? Would I have inspired enough, motivated enough, taught enough, helped enough, or even did my best? What is it that you want to be remembered as? What is it that you are doing that will leave a legacy or will leave people talking about you? Are we doing enough? Because with this pandemic right now, it has proven that tomorrow is definitely not guaranteed. Are you keeping check with the next person, you know, the people that you really love? Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? Are you loving as much as you're supposed to love? Are you caring as much as you're supposed to care? Are you even giving as much as you're supposed to give? And when I'm talking about giving, I am not talking about monetary value. I'm not talking about gifts. I'm not talking about material things. I'm talking about being sincere, loving a person, caring about the person, keeping touch with the person. Are you doing enough? Am I doing enough? Am I doing what I meant to do as I'm in this world? What will people remember about me? Will people say that I did my best? Am I saying that I'm doing my best right now? Why am I here? Am I loving enough and am I doing enough? Those are the type of questions that we need to ask. I'm not saying that we need to be selfish about ourselves, but at the same time, we need to keep check with ourselves. It is very important just to ask yourself that, am I doing my best? You know you have gifts, you have skills. Are you using them to the fullest? I'm not gonna lie, I love to talk, and I know that, you know, I at some point with me talking, something was happening in other people's lives. And it felt good to me as much as it felt good to the next person. But am I doing enough? Did I do it well? Why did I stop? So we are reviving that. But will it be enough? Will it reach the people that it's supposed to reach? What topics should I tackle? How should I reach those people that used to enjoy listening to me? So one of the reasons why I'm doing a podcast, it is because I need to revive that. I need to go back to doing what I did best, to doing something that made me feel alive, gave me a reason to actually wake up and do it. So Miss Tabby is slowly coming back, and I hope we will talk about so many things that will allow us to express ourselves and leave a legacy and change people's lives. I love you, and I love talking.
Hey, it's your girl, Miss Tabby. Not in a very good space right now, and it's probably going to be the worst podcast that I've ever done in terms of sound, in terms of my voice, in terms of my energy. But I just feel that this is something that I really need to say. I think I need a record of this. That it's very important that in life we don't get, or we don't become too desperate, you know. I realized that in the past few months I was going through the most in terms of toxic relationship and work not working for me, side hustles just coming and going, finances just being a mess. So right now I am like, yeah, at the edge of just losing my mind, you know, because most of these things, they just choose to happen at the same time. You know, when you look every angle of your life, it's just like, yeah, hey, not happening. And right now, you know, it's at the point where I can't even ask a friend for help or advice, because I seriously don't know what is happening. And I just feel that these moments are so important, and we need to embrace them and make use of them. The reason why I'm saying that, it is because when you are alone, that's where you're able to think clearly. When you are alone, that's where you are able to find yourself. But then there's a danger in that as well. When you are alone, you can actually even lose yourself. But then you just need to be strong. You know, there must be something that will give you a reason to leave. There must be something that will allow you to want to wake up the following day and try again. So I do have that reason, and it's good enough for me. So that's why I'm still here, and that's why I'm doing this. As I was saying, that in the past couple of months, I found myself desperate. And you know, when you are desperate, you can actually do anything. That is what I realized, that you can find yourself doing everything. And it is very, very easy that at the point of desperation, you lose yourself, you lose your passion, you lose the thing, you lose who you are in a way, because you are trying to make things happen. You are trying to stay afloat, you're trying to survive. And so I realized that I was running around, I was very busy, but I was not productive, I was not making progress, but yet I was extremely busy. I learned a few things. Okay, I must not say a few things. I learned a lot in the process. I got to know some people, got to realize that there's so many people out there that look out for me, that look up to me, that believe in me. But at the same time, I was not progressing as a person. I was not moving forward, but yet I was running around. I was trying to do everything. At the end of the day, I realized that whatever that I was doing, it's not something that I'm passionate about, but I was doing everything because I was desperate. It is very sad when you think about it, because when you sit at the end of the day, a week, a month, 2 months later, you realize that I actually don't like that, but because I needed the money, because I needed to survive, and you find yourself doing that, it's wrong. In life, you just need to know who you are, you need to know what you love, and you need to really push yourself into doing something that you love, something that you know will benefit you, something that you know that next year, when you're asked to do the same thing, you will do it willingly, freely, and, you know, without a hassle, because it will be something that you really love. And when you do something that you really love, it's very easy for it to actually benefit you. It's very easy for it to actually succeed, because no matter what, you will always go back and try again. You know, it won't be something that when you fail the first time and you just give in. So we need to be careful, because time does not wait for us. Time keeps on moving. Time will never pause for us to say, okay, fine, I made a boo-boo, so let me wait for you to gather yourself so that you can try again. That will never happen. So it is very important that in every circumstances you find yourself in, you must remember your passion, you must remember your dreams, you must remember the things that you really love and the things that you know you want to do, and they will prosper you in the process. So it will never be easy, it will never be smooth, but just hang on to the things that you really love and really push yourself into doing that. Yes, you can find that getting a job or doing work for a short period of time will help you survive, but never let go of your dreams, never let go of what you're passionate about. Always, always, always push that, and always remind yourself that you can do it. It doesn't matter how dark it is right now, eventually there will be a light at the end of the day. You know, I don't see any tunnels, but I know that at the end of the day, it will be light. You know, the sun will shine on you. You just need to hang in there. And I'm saying this to myself as well, because I know that it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of me. It's hard. It's dark. It's difficult. But I still have myself. I'm still standing. I woke up this morning, and I just have to be grateful for that. And this is another chance for me to try again. It's an opportunity to try again. I just have to remind myself that there is that fire in me. I just have to make sure that I make sure that the fire doesn't die. Thank you. take care of you.
Hey, it's your girl Miss Tabby, and it's very early in the morning. Excuse the background sound, I'm driving, and I think so. It sounds like there's wind because, yeah, I'm on the highway. Okay, it's been a while, or should I say it's been a minute? But yeah, I've been good, I've been all right, I've been surviving actually. To be quite honest, I've been numb, and it's something that I just want to talk about because it's really something that people shouldn't be doing. It's not healthy, it's not okay, because when you burst, then it becomes a problem. See, so the past few months have not been awesome for me, but I never dealt with the pain, I never dealt with my reality. I just decided to lock it and threw it, like, I don't know, in some dark corner or wherever, you know. But then I realized that every now and then I would have moments where I really feel like, you know, slitting my wrists, or I feel like driving my car into a wall or something, because I feel, you know, when you're anxious and you feel like you're all alone and everything is just not working out for you. And that is only caused by the fact that when things happen, sad things or bad things happen, you don't process them immediately, and so you just numb and you carry on with life as if something didn't happen. But at the end of the day, it really comes back to you, you know. So that is what I've been going through. I had an episode with my ex. I should call him that, because I don't think, yeah, we are not dating in any case, and I think I sense a bit of denial right there right now. So things happened, and I got hurt, be it emotional, physical, or yeah, if I were to say that, breaking a nail is physical hurt, right? So I didn't process all of that. Having to date somebody for almost 3 years, and yet you've known the person for over 11 years, and just from talking to somebody, seeing somebody every day, and to zero, not talking, not seeing the person, it's a huge change. But for some weird reason, for the first time ever, I took that change differently. I didn't deal with the fact that he's not around. I didn't deal with the fact that I'm not going home to him, you know. It was the strangest thing ever. And it only happened for me that one time driving. I just seriously had a serious panic attack where I burst into tears. I shake. I was in a horrible state. And that's when I realized that I really need help. I really need to deal with this. And so I had packed a whole lot of things. You know, the fact that my finances were not great, the fact that there is the person that I thought we had something good going on, decided to just go AWOL on me, and the fact that now the distance to work, it's extra long, and, you know, it's just so many things that had to happen. And so I don't know how I should have dealt with that, because I needed to keep a strong face for my daughter. I needed to be there for her. I needed to be present with her. So I numbed everything. And luckily I had a friend who just assisted me and helped me so much, you know. And she really came through for me, you know, in terms of finding school for my daughter, picking her up at times, just being there. And, you know, when I needed to talk, she was just there. I didn't say
a whole lot of things. I didn't express my feelings, but she had an idea that this is where I was and what I was going through. But then when I decided to express myself, it really hurt her as well, because she realized that what I was going through was 100 times more than what I had told her or what I had showed her. So it's not okay to numb. It's not okay to wear a mask every day. It's not okay to think that you're a champion and you can do things by yourself. We really need to ask for help. We really need to deal with situations. It's very important, because a whole lot of people slip into depression because of such things. It's very important to cry for help. It's very important to say, I am not okay. It's really important.